Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Now, how much do you know about tides? At the ocean, the tide comes in, and the tide goes out. Why? Well, it's time for the story of the month. The title of our story is Saving the Moon. Now, you can decide for yourself if this story is true or not, but it's a good story regardless. Today, we'll meet a crab. Mm-hmm. Now, here's my question for you. Where did the crab live? Where did the crab live? And what did the crab try to pinch? What did the crab try to pinch? I know you're going to find the answers to these questions, and we'll have fun with this story, so let's begin.
Saving the Moon. A brave princess defeats a giant crab. Long ago, a giant crab lived in a deep hole at the bottom of the sea. Twice a day, it would crawl out to search for food. When it left its home, the hole would fill up with water. Since the crab was so large, it took all of the water along the shore to fill the hole. When the crab finished eating, it crawled back into his hole. The water was forced back out, causing it to push high up on the shore. Some people call these times of the day high tide and low tide.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 defeat 这个动词。Defeat 是指击败或打败。例如 ,the young boxer surprisingly defeated last year's champion in the second round.这位年轻的拳击手出人意外的在第二回合就打败了去年的冠军，或是 The troop was defeated by its enemies due to a misjudgment of the situation. 这支部队由于误判情势而被敌军击败。Defeat 也可以当名词，例如 The team's morale hit rock bottom after their humiliating defeat. 由于之前丧尽颜面的失败，这支队伍的士气跌到谷底。接着我们看 tide 这个名词 ,tide 在这里是指潮汐或潮水。例如 ,we were searching for crab at the beach when the tide was low. 潮水退去的时候我们在海滩上找螃蟹。或者是 ,the fishing boat returned at high tide. 这艘渔船在潮水最高的时候回航。涨潮的动词是 flow in, 那退潮的话是 ebb 这个动词。例如 ,the tide will ebb around 1 p.m. and flow in around 7 p.m. 潮汐会在下午1点的时候退潮，晚上7点的时候涨潮。
Okay, are you ready to begin to learn the story about why there are tides, Rebecca?
Oh, I'm ready to learn about why there are tides.That's what we're going to learn about today in that lesson?
Yeah, it sounds kind of boring, huh?
Yeah, it kind of does.
Yeah, the high tides, the low tides. We all know it's because of the moon,
well,
right?
Of course it's because of the moon.
Or, Rebecca, is it because of something else that we're going to find out about in our lesson?
I don't know, but one thing I do know is...I think that we should start our lesson so we can find out.
Oh, how exciting.
Yes, indeed. Of course, our lesson today is called Saving the Moon. I didn't know that the moon was in danger. Did you?
Well, according to our lesson, the moon is in danger. Friends, if you care about the moon, you will try to save the moon. How are we going to save the moon? Well, we're learning, from a Filipino folktale today.We read here, a brave princess defeats a giant crab. I had no idea that saving the moon involved a princess and a giant crab.
Gabe, that's really funny because I did not know that either. And there are other things we're going to learn in the story that I didn't know about. We read, long ago, a giant crab lived in a deep hole at the bottom of the sea. That's something else I didn't know about.
That's the answer to my question. Where did the crab live, Rebecca?
Let's see here. Oh, a deep hole at the bottom of the sea.
Very good. Okay, so this was a long time ago. Twice a day, it would crawl out to search for food. So that is two times a day, it would crawl out to search for food. As sometimes I use the word twice, sometimes I use the phrase two times. Rebecca, is there a word for if something happens three times? I could say three times a day, or I could say...
Thrice. Yes, there we go. It sounds like rice.
Yeah, it kind of does. T-H-R-I-C-E. So
thrice.
This isn't happening thrice a day. It's happening twice a day in our story. When it left its home, the hole would fill up with water. Interesting. So this giant crab lives in the bottom of the sea. It leaves his home. The hole fills up with water.
Exactly. And we read here, since the crab was so large, it took all of the water along the shore to fill the hole.
And that's a phrase we would like to take a look at. It takes something to do something else. So maybe you have a certain amount of something. You have a certain amount of water. It took all the water along the shore to do something, to fill the hole. You could use this phrase in another way. It takes a lot of gas to fill up the truck.
It definitely does take a lot of gas to fill up the truck. It also took a lot of soap to get the stain out of my pants. Actually, it took all of the soap.
Oh, it didn't just take a lot of the soap. It took all of the soap. You know, friends, every day, every lesson, Rebecca and I decide what points from the lesson we would like to teach. And it took us about 5 minutes to agree on teaching this point here today, to teach this sentence pattern.
That's because there were so many other good phrases and other patterns that we wanted to talk about, but we decided on this one. Anyway, we're talking about this crab and water and how the crab was so large that it took all of the water along the shore to fill the hole. When the crab finished eating, it crawled back into his hole. The water was forced back out, causing it to push high up on the shore.
Interesting.
Yes.
That kind of reminds me of tides, because that's what happens when you go to the beach, Rebecca. Do you ever notice the tides coming in and the tides going out?
You know, I do. I actually have a story about the tides.
Oh, yeah?
I would love to share the story with you.
Please, we have time.
Yes, indeed. Well, one time, my friends and I, we had gone out kayaking.
Mm-hmm.
You know kayaking?
I love kayaking.
Yes,
yeah.
I do too. We had gone kayaking on the ocean, in the ocean. And then we decided to camp out along the island. There's like this island out there. Well, the next morning, we didn't check the tides. And lo and behold, guess what?
Wait. So you guys got there when the tide was out, right?
Yes.
Or when the tide was low?
Yes.
And
No. The tide wasn't low. The tide was high.
Oh, when you arrived, the tide was high?
Yes, and it was great so that we could actually land on the island. But then we waited too late, and the tide had gone out.
Oh.
So it was low tide, and we were stuck on the island.
Because the kayak was heavy.
Yeah, the kayak was heavy, and we could not leave the island.
Very interesting.
Low tide and high tide.
So now you learned a lesson, right? You're going to do your research next time you go somewhere to see when the tide is in and when the tide is going out. When the tide is high and when the tide is low. There are different ways to talk about tide, friends. One way is when the tide is coming in.
So the tide is coming in. That means that when you see more water coming along the shore or coming up on shore, the tide is coming in.
Or what about the tide going out? That, of course, is the opposite. That's when the water is not coming up on the shore very high. The tide is pretty low. It is going out. And, of course, there's this constant motion. It's always either coming in or going out, right? When I went to visit Indonesia, I went to Nusa Dua on the island of Bali. And in the morning, the tide was very low. The tide was out. But at noon, the tide was coming in, so it was high tide.
And of course, we see in our lesson, the water was forced back out, causing it to push high up on the shore. Some people call these times of the day high tide and low tide. Well, you know something, Gabe?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that maybe we should call it a day.
No, Rebecca. We're not finished with our lesson yet.
Well, call it a day. We want to learn more about that phrase in the
Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. Let's say you've been working with a coworker the whole day, and you're tired, ready to go home. How do you signal that you're finished for the day?
You can turn to your coworker and say, "Let's call it a day."
That's right. "Let's call it a day" is used to express that the workday is over. The phrase "call it" is often used to make a decision. When we add "day" to this, we're making a decision to say that the day is over. This is mostly used to end a working day.
We should note that it's not "call a day," but "call it a day."
Hey, Ken, how much more work do we have for tonight?
I think we've finished everything for the day.
Good. Well, then let's call it a day then.
如果你上班上了一整天觉得累了或是玩乐玩了一整天想要回家休息就可以说 Let's call it a day 意思就是今天就到此结束吧这句话用在任何场合都可以只要你觉得到此为止算是一天了就可以跟同伴或同事提出这个建议要注意中间有一个 it Let's call it a day 该收工咯这就是今天的 Info Cloud 我们下次云端见
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We're learning with a lesson called Saving the Moon. Now, do you know where tides come from? I learned that it had to do with the moon, the gravity of the moon. It would cause high tides or low tides, the tides coming in, the tides going out. But in our story today, we found out it's because there's a giant crab that lives at the bottom of the sea, and when it goes out in search of food, then water comes into his hole, and when he comes back to his hole, his house, then the water gets forced out, causing the water to go back up onto the beach. Friends, I'm not sure which to believe now, but I do know we have more to learn with our story, Saving the Moon.
Saving the Moon. One evening, a princess was walking along the seashore, looking at the ocean. Suddenly, she saw an island rise up out of the sea and start walking toward shore. It was not an island. It was the giant crab. The crab was taller than the island's tallest tree or mountain. Then the princess saw the crab's giant pincers and eyes. The crab was looking at the moon as it rose. The princess watched the crab open its pincers and try to pinch and bite the moon. Its red eyes followed the moon as it climbed higher. Then the crab reached out and tried to grab it.
Alright, 接下来我们看 pinch 这个动词 pinch 是指拧捏卡或者是夹例如 the boots pinch my feet, the toes are too tight 这双靴子会夹脚前面太窄了或者是 when I got accepted by my ideal company, I had to pinch myself to make sure I wasn't dreaming 当我被理想的公司接受的时候我得捏自己确定我没有在做梦它的相关名词是 pincher, P-I-N-C-H-E-R 和 pincer意思都是指虾蟹或者是昆虫类的螯前面尖锐的部分。最后我们看的是 grab 这个动词 ,grab 是指抓住或抓取。注意它的过去式、过去分词还有现在分词都要重复字尾的 be 再加上 ed 或 ing。 threw the mom grabbed the boy's arm to stop him from falling down the stairs. 这位妈妈抓住儿子的手臂以防他从楼梯上摔下去。如果要说明抓住衣服的哪个部位是用 by 这个介系词。例如 the owner of the shop grabbed the thief by his sleeve so he couldn't get away. 这位店铺的老板抓住小偷的袖子让他逃不了。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, let's continue with this very exciting lesson. We read, one evening, a princess was walking along the seashore, looking at the ocean. Suddenly, she saw an island rise up out of the sea and start walking toward shore. This sounds like a pretty scary situation.
Rebecca.
What?
I bet you love this story now because there's a princess. You love princesses.
Of course I love princesses.
And you love telling girls everywhere that they are princesses.
Well, you know something, Gabe?
Mm-hmm.
They are princesses. So all of you ladies who are watching this story, watching this lesson, just as a reminder, you are beautiful princesses.
Okay, well, mm-hmm. you are princesses, and let's learn about this princess in our story here. So she's walking along the shore. She sees this island come up out of the sea. But we read on, it was not an island, it was the giant crab. Interesting. Our author said it was an island, but upon closer inspection, or when she got a closer look, she realized it was a giant crab. This giant crab must have looked like an island.
Apparently...But it wasn't just any original crab. We read, the crab was taller than the island's tallest tree or mountain.
Wow.
So this was a pretty big crab.
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's a tall crab.
Well, yeah, it is a pretty tall crab, because I think trees can be pretty tall.
Right, yeah.
And mountains.
It's for sure. Especially those redwoods in California.
Oh, those are really tall.
Yeah.So maybe they didn't have any redwoods on this island. No, but what I think is interesting is that I think of crabs as being long, but not very tall. But this was a very tall crab.
Yeah, it probably was a long crab, too.
Oh, a tall, long crab. Oh, these are great adjectives for you guys to use.
So, in other words, it was a very big crab. So we continue. Then the princess saw the crab's giant pincers and eyes.The crab was looking at the moon as it rose.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. So this crab had pincers. Of course, if you see a crab or a lobster, those kinds of animals, those kinds of sea creatures have pincers, right? Maybe you've been pinched by pincers before. It kind of hurts. Whenever I go shrimping, that is, I go to a place to catch shrimp. Daoxia. Oh, I love shrimp. But I have to be careful when I'm pulling the hook.Out of the shrimp because the pinchers might pinch my skin.
Well, let's continue learning more about these pinchers. On this crab, the princess watched the crab open its pinchers and try to pinch and bite the moon. I've never heard of such a crab trying to pinch and bite the moon. But yeah,
Rebecca, yeah, that's the answer to the other question I was asking. I had asked...What did the crab try to pinch? Rebecca, what is the answer?
The answer is the moon.
Yeah.
He tried to pinch and bite the moon.
I'm trying to decide if this story is true or not. Rebecca, when was the last time you saw a crab taller than a mountain trying to pinch the moon in the sky?
Well, see, that's the interesting thing. Never.
Never.
Never. I've never seen a crab taller than mountains, trees, or...Trying to pinch a moon, absolutely never, actually.
Well, you know what? You learn something new every day.
Well, there's something else really interesting that we learn.
Huh?
This crab had red eyes.
Oh.
Its red eyes followed the moon as it climbed higher and higher. Ah, those red eyes.
Those red eyes. Well, this is an interesting thing to see on the screen here, friends. The word follow. You all know what follow means. Like, Rebecca, if you start marching this way, go ahead. Following the leader, the leader, the leader. I'm following Rebecca wherever she may go.
Yeah.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we usually use the word. But our lesson says...The eyes were following something. That means you're watching someone and seeing where they're going to go. Your eyes are paying attention. You're following that person.
And that's exactly what the crab's eyes were doing with the moon. Well, we read here, then the crab reached out and tried to grab it again. Well, there's one last word that we would like to teach you, and that is the word crabby.
Ooh.
Crabby. If you're feeling kind of crabby, that just means that you're easily annoyed and you're complaining a lot.
Okay, Rebecca, that's enough out of you.
Gabe, can you please stop being so crabby?
I guess I'm crabby because I haven't had anything to eat recently. I get crabby when I get hungry. What about you, friends? Well, I'm happy right now, though, because it is twin
time.
That was a good transition.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Serena.
And I'm Christina. It's time to review today's lesson.
We'll show you four words that appear in today's lesson. We have three sentences for you, and they all have a missing word. It's your job to fill in the blank with the correct word. The words are grab, tide, crawl, and pinch. Okay, the first sentence is, during David's military training, he had to through mud. Do you know the answer? Yes, that's right. The answer is crawl. During David's military training, he had to crawl through mud. Crawling through mud sounds like fun. It doesn't sound like fun to me. I prefer to stay clean. Okay, here's the next one. The robber, the bank manager by the hair and threw him down to the ground. Oh, this is an easy one. The robber grabbed the bank manager by the hair and threw him down to the ground. All right, here's one last sentence for you. If I start falling asleep, me, so I can wake up. Is the answer pinch or tie? If I start falling asleep, pinch me so I can wake up. Ouch! Serena, why did you pinch me?
To show our friends what a pinch looks like.
Oh, fair enough, I guess. But that really hurt. All right, friends. Well, that's all for today. We'll see you next time on
Twin Time.
Okay, well, I'm curious. Is the crab going to actually pinch the moon or not?
Well, I guess you're going to have to come back tomorrow to find out. Right here on
Studio Classroom.